When he came to Rome, he searched everywhere until he found me. Paul is telling Timothy about honest Sepphoris, who was searching for him. He says, "May the Lord show special kindness to Onesiphorus and all his family, because he often visited and encouraged me. He was never ashamed of me because I was in chains. When he came to Rome, he searched everywhere until he found me. May the Lord show him special kindness on the day of Christ's return." And you know very well how helpful he was in Ephesus. So Paul is talking about one of his brothers who never abandoned him, that he was always with him, encouraging him and visiting him. And then when they weren't together, when he came to Rome to find Paul, he searched everywhere. He didn't give up on his brother. He went and about all of those places to find Paul. The association at that time of being friends with Paul, or one of Paul's companions, was not a good thing. It probably been quite dangerous at the time. But Onesiphorus was like, "No, that's my brother in Christ. And I have been with him on many journeys and many adventures. And this is another one." And Paul recognizes that and asks God to bless him and his family. "May the Lord show him special kindness on Christ's return. May the Lord show special kindness to him and his family." It's the brotherly and sisterly love that we have for each other in Christ, that we now are family. We now are recognized that we are adopted into God's family, and things change, and we don't stand apart from each other when times get difficult. And too often it's too easy to say, you know, "Well, that Paul, you know, he's preaching something, he's going to get us all in trouble. So what I'm going to do is to step away. I support what you're saying, Paul. I fully support what you're saying. But I don't want to get caught up in what's going to happen, because I can foresee that you're going to get in trouble. And I don't want to be dragged off." But this is Christian life. We are all called by God to do different things. Some of us are called to speak out against things that happen in the world. Some of us are called to preach the gospel in places which other people wouldn't go to. Some of us are called just to pray for those people. Some of us are called to do the administration to help those people, enable them to do that. But we're all called, in a sense, for the same thing, for the glory of God's kingdom, to further the gospel in the world today. And just because some people are called to do the more public and vocal things doesn't mean that others need to step aside and say, "Well, you do that, but I'm not going to be caught up in the backlash that you are going to receive." And Paul recognizes that and says, "You know, God, please bless Onesiphorus, because he came and searched for me, and he searched for me until he found me." What an encouragement that would have been for Paul. And that's what we have to do with our brothers and sisters in Christ, no matter what role God has called them to, but especially those more difficult roles, that we have to be there and we have to support them. And in those times of trouble, that they have to know that we are there with them. But Paul's in chains at this point, and when Onesiphorus would have come to visit him, his heart must have been so warmed that his brother had come, his reliable brother in Christ. And what a help that would have been for him in the emotions that Paul must have been going through. So whatever role God has called us to, whether it's being out on the front line or helping behind doing something else, let us not step aside from those. Let us always be encouraging and helping and always searching for them in those times where, like Paul, he was in a real dire state, to encourage them. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for Onesiphorus, for what he did for Paul. And may we, for those who are really on the front line and feeling isolated, be with them and not abandon them. Amen.